Experts from the British Museum and the United Nations Cultural Agency are headed to Baghdad to help catalog Iraq's destroyed cultural treasures. Looting began last week when the regime fell. By this Monday, the country's National Library had also been ransacked, with priceless old Qurans and manuscripts dating to the Ottoman period stolen or burned up. News analyst Daniel Shore says U.S. forces should be held accountable for not stopping the destruction.
They made exquisite plans to protect Iraq's oil fields, but not Iraq's history. And so, for 2 days last week, with American soldiers standing by and manning checkpoints, the National Museums of Baghdad were sacked in a frenzy of looting. Stolen or destroyed were some 170,000 artifacts going back to Nineveh, Babylon, and Ur. Ur, by happenstance, was where Iraqi parties met yesterday to start Iraq down the road to democracy. Striking was the way American officials reacted when asked how they had let this disaster happen. As much as anything else, a matter of priorities, said General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. In the transition, there is untidiness, said Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Iraqi archaeologist Abdul Ritar Mohammed, who himself had worked on some of Iraq's 10,000 excavation sites, told the New York Times that at the height of the looting, he had gotten Marines in an Abrams tank to fire over the heads of the looters. That drove some of them away, but then the tank left and the looters returned. "We didn't allow it to happen. It happened," says Secretary Rumsfeld. Since then, American Marines have joined Iraqi police in joint patrols, and several looters were reported arrested. But 7,000 years of history, told in such things as stone carvings and a golden harp of the Sumerian era, are gone. A wound inflicted on all humankind, says United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan. President Bush says that our victory in Iraq is certain but is not complete. He's referring not to the sacking of Baghdad's museums, but to pockets of resistance elsewhere. When in the future America is remembered for the liberation of Iraq, it will also be remembered for how it exerted military mastery over Baghdad and then let the country's past civilization go down the drain. This is Daniel Shore.